MOAG presented you the Advocate of Agriculture Award. Your reaction to receiving that plaque?
Well, I was pleased to be recognized in this way. Missouri has agriculture is Missouri's number one industry. It's a $9 billion a year industry, and it has a historic significance in our state. And we want to make sure that everything that possibly can be done to protect this organization is done by policymakers. So whether it be intrusion via eminent domain or curtailment of animal husbandry in this state, that policymakers stay very aware that this is the dominant industry in our state and deserves our attention and protection in both urban and rural areas of Missouri.
This has been an interesting year in the Right to Farm Amendment that was passed in August. You supported it. What convinced you to support this?
Well, I think that there is too often a lack of communication and a lack of understanding between urban and rural residents of our state as to the importance of agriculture and to the scale of agriculture. I'm convinced that there are a lot of folks in urban areas who think that if HSUS were to put forward a proposal to limit the size of hog farms to 1,000 hogs, that a lot of folks in urban areas don't understand the size of production, and they might vote for that, and it would be cataclysmic to agriculture in our state. And so policymakers need to bridge the gap between the understanding of agriculture that exists in the two areas, urban and rural, in Missouri.
You speak of the conflict between activists and agriculture industry in Missouri. So how should policymakers balance this conflict of interest?
Well, we need to make urban residents of the state as aware as they can be, to give them all of the information about the historic importance of agriculture in Missouri and about how vital it is to the state's economic success. Agriculture is a $9 billion industry. It is in reality, big business. We produce food for the entire nation and the world. Missouri has one of the most diverse agricultural menus of any state in the nation, other than perhaps California. And so carrying that message to urban areas is part of our job as statewide policymakers.
So is it just a misconception of the urban area people that misconcept the agriculture industry?
I think that in this modern era that we live in, a lot of people in urban areas really have lost connection to what food production and animal husbandry is about and the scale of it and how significant this industry is to the state of Missouri. And so carrying that message back to all parts of this state, I think, is part of our role as policymakers. For example, we had a historic business in the state of Missouri, the beer industry, Anheuser-Busch, that was once locally owned, and we protected that business because it was locally owned, and we protected it aggressively in the policymaking halls in Jefferson City. Agriculture has the same type of importance that any other Missouri-based industry has, and it deserves our aggressive understanding and protection.
Now, you mentioned California, and we do need to note that I believe an appeal is in the works with regards to the judge's decision there to not even consider the case you've brought against California's new egg law.
That case is on appeal, and we're going to continue to work on that as long as we possibly can. I still believe in that case. I think that the California legislature has overstepped. If they can do it in the egg industry, they could do it in the hog field, they could do it to cattle, they could do it with GMO seeds. And it's important that these foreign state legislatures, whether it be California or anywhere else in the country, be stopped from trying to regulate what goes on Missouri farmland.
From a legal standpoint, what's your degree of confidence that Amendment 1 can withstand a court challenge?
Well, I think Amendment 1 is in good shape. I don't have a concern about Amendment 1. And that is, at its root, an effort to bridge that lack of communication that can occur between those who engage in agriculture and understand agriculture and those who don't have the daily interaction with the agricultural way of life or the industry that it has become in this state. Amendment 1 is there to protect against misunderstandings that could have hundreds of millions of dollars of economic consequence, if not closely guarded. Okay, everybody. Thanks.
Thank you. Thanks.